Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the May 23rd episode of my WordPress Help Desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and here is what I have for you this week. First in the news, more news from the 4.2.2 upgrade on WordPress, and more vulnerability news that you should be aware of. Next, in this week's WordPress Focus, I want to tell you about a new site that you may want to review and consider thinking about using that same tool that we're using. And then, in our closing Q&A, I'll be addressing a number of questions that have come to us this past week. Remember, if you have questions that you want asked and answered on this podcast, you simply need to send me an email to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. That's support@awebstore.com or text 903-926-2607. Our sponsors for this week are WP-SiteMakers.com and Hosting-Master.com. WP-SiteMakers is your award-winning WordPress development site where you can get affordable and engaging results with your WordPress customly designed just for your audience. Hosting-Master is your ultra-high-speed, fully focused WordPress host who gives you the best of true SSD hosting on the cloud. Contact both of these this week and tell them you heard about us on the My WordPress Help Desk. All right, well, why don't we get started today, page one, and get today's news. Well, in the news this week, 4.2.2 continues to make waves. The 4.2.2 update is reported to have problems with a certain Facebook page plugin, and it has caused me to have to update nearly 90 of my websites, which included some 15 different plugins that all had to be updated along with the theme and along with the WordPress update. So we've had a lot of updates as a result. But you know, looking at the 4.2.2 automatic update has been a great asset to time saving. However, two of my sites didn't update, and we discovered that both had exceeded their allotted storage, and when we extended that storage, their accounts then updated almost instantly, and so it wasn't a problem with WordPress after all, it was a problem with their storage. We found that when we're dealing with some of these plugins, that the WordPress plugin for the Facebook page like box is compatible to the new 4.2.2. However, a related type of a plugin, Facebook's comment plugin, that says it is compatible 4.1.5, but it really should have been 4.2.2. We don't know why that developer didn't mark it as such, because there is no such thing as a 4.1.5. But then there is one called Popular-Post plugin to be said to be compatible up to 2.6.2. But you need to know this plugin has been abandoned since 2008, and if you're using this old plugin, Popular-Post plugin, it's time to retire it and find an alternative. In vulnerability news, you want to bookmark www.securitteam.com/products/w/wordpress.html. They have a list of some of the 25 most critical WordPress vulnerabilities known to the security community, and it would be wise to know where WordPress is weak so that you can, along with the entire WordPress community, make WordPress stronger and safer. Now, as you manage your WordPress, here are four key things to remember to keeping your WordPress safe. Number one, you need to limit access. Making smart choices that reduce possible entry points available to a malicious person. Containment. Your system should be configured to minimize the amount of damage that could be done in the event it is compromised. And then preparation and knowledge. Keeping backups, knowing the state of your WordPress installation at regular intervals, having a plan to back up and recover your installation in case of a catastrophic break-in can help you get back online and faster in case of a problem. And then, of course, the final tip is to use trusted sources. Don't get plugins or themes from untrusted sources. Restrict yourself to the WordPress.org repository or well-known theme and plugin companies. Trying to get plugins and themes from outside may lead to many issues. And as you know, WordPress is the application that is behind close to 20% of all websites. It's easy to use and it's open source, and thus it becomes a popular solution. The number of installations keep growing. There are literally millions of cases of WordPress installation. And this popularity makes it a juicy target for the bad guys aiming to use a compromised web server for malicious purposes. And so you need to think about that and always keep your WordPress safe, always keep it strong, and if you ever need help, remember our team over at Hosting Dash Master does a great job of taking care of the clients that we have on that server. So let us help you. Okay, this concludes our current news about WordPress. Let's move to page 2, where we talk about our WordPress focus of the week. This week, I'm going to focus on a site that we launched to give you a chance to glean our way of building a site to help you build a site that rocks with entertaining, engaging content. Okay, to start our discussion in our WordPress focus, I want to zero in on the need of the customer when they approach me for a website. And I'd like to give you these tips so that you can, as you build your website, know the same thing. You know, when we first started with this new customer, they were very leery and distant, almost like they were afraid of committing. Possibly they were afraid of me being a shyster or a hustler. I think when it was learned that I had 20 years in the field, they realized that I wasn't in it just for the money. Next, when they learned that I was involved with a nonprofit ministry that is really making a difference, these clients warmed up to me, and once we began talking, we began to understand the scope of the job. We had studied their old static site content, and we listened to what they were trying to do, and so we gave them a reasonable price and a payment option. Then we had to turn on the creative juices, and the question that was on the table is, how do you sell a sport that is rocked by a high number of deaths due to the sport? How do you get people interested in a sport that is so risky most people won't even think about it? Therefore, it was a challenge to think what key things would interest possible sports enthusiasts to look at this website. And so we put our creative juices together. We talked about what could be the landing page. We talked about how the site could look, and they all began to generate their ideas. And the next thing you know, we have a site called gorilla-works.com, spelled with a X in the word works. The site is a website all about wingsuit flying and the suits that you need, the merchandise that you need to be able to do that. The site represents one of the leaders in the most, in fact, perhaps one of the most recognized names in the sport, Phoenix Fly. And so how did we go about approaching the front page? Well, I chose to use a landing page that, in effect, puts you into a wingsuit and allows you to feel the thrill of falling down the side of a mountain, gliding at 200 miles an hour as you go down the side of the mountain through the forest and landing at a predetermined landing area. The links take you to their wingsuit line to showcase 9 products, each supported by a full detail page with more information, plus the links to complete a required waiver and an order form. And the site also features 7 merchandise items, which is also supported by a detail page. And this 44-page website has been online for just 1 week, and already we have Google indexing their main pages. A little about the history of this website. The site started years ago as a site builder site on Yahoo. It had been created by a family member, and like many of the sites built back in the 80s, it was static, non-responsive, was costing them to host, and that cost was just a few dollars less than what we were going to give them for a high-speed SSD server on the cloud, fully gzip compressed and Google PageSpeed enabled for maximum page download speeds, and enhancing and high-speed WordPress transactions between the database and the browser. Their site is now completely mobile-friendly, where before it wasn't. And their mail, rather than being run off the server, is being run off Gmail for Business, giving them access to analytics, image storage, shareable calendar, disk drives, and much, much more, and the ability to run their aliases so that info ad and sales ad and Shirley ad and all the various extra emails they need all end up in their one main email account, saving them money on their mail while giving them the very best support in mail. Now, the theme that we're using is the Theme Forest Story theme, a multi-purpose, minimalistic theme that allows for full-page responsiveness and full-page work with background images and background videos. Now, the theme allowed us to use an MP4 HD video and, through the magic of its CSS, turn this movie into a full-screen front-page landing page. And this landing page is the most highly engaging movie that we could come up with that would actually give you a chance to see through the eye of a wingsuit flyer. And then that movie has a link imposed on it, and the only link that you can see when you visit that page is to click to get more information about the organization. And this tells you about the behind the scenes of this company. Now, the product page showcases 9 wingsuits, and the merchandise shows 7 different items, each complete with its own detailed pricing pages. The contact page enables their mail to be contacted while protecting it from spam extraction, and yet it's also set to open inside of a mobile, the little call button. Now, the use of Gmail for their domain base has been a smart move because it allowed them to get one main user and then create unlimited aliases for additional tracking and additional emails. And they can control all of that through that one main Gmail central control. And through there, they get their Google Analytics, they get their Google Places, they get access to Google AdSense. Everything they need is right there. And it brings us to this little known feature of Gmail business apps. You see, Gmail, when you think of it, it's a free email. But if you get that business app, it costs you $5. But did you know that with that $5, you can have up to 600 aliases? And did you know that you could add up to 300 domain names as subdomains? For instance, all of this does not cost you any more. An example of this is our own family of websites here at My WordPress Help Desk. We use OneMail, support@awebstore.com, and we have pushed each of our business sites, MXRecords, to Google so that now support at represents each of our domains. So support at WP-SiteMaker, support at Site-Keeper, support at Hosting-Master, and each of our domains all come to this one Gmail account, giving me the advantage of, one, a low $5 monthly cost for the business Gmail, but it also means I have several other advantages. There's no server-based mail whatsoever, and that means there's no problems with your email due to performance or memory issues. And it means less storage of your website hosting account because you're not having to store all those used mails. And then there's only one login to have to deal with to view all of my mail. And then you have full access to Google Analytics for every subdomain. And thus, it saves me time and money and gives me a better overview of my business. And I think this is an incredible tool that all of us need to think about and use whenever we are talking about using WordPress. And that is that if you're going to use email, use a business Gmail, and then move the MXRecords over to your Google settings, and now you have this powerful setup where you could have all of your various subdomains branding to the domain while working through your Gmail as a single login. I think that's an incredible extra tool that you need to know about as we work with WordPress. Now, I'd like to tell you about, again, what WordPress means to so many of our clients. WordPress has become a tool that is so easy to use that all of my clients tell me they can't believe that they had originally used some other tool that was so hard to use, and now that they have WordPress, they just love it because it's easy to use. It's easy for them to go in and change things. It's easy for them to go in and update images or update page content or things of this nature that really and truly, it makes life so much easier. And I say that WordPress has been such a boon to the satisfaction of our customers that today I have over 150 sites on our server, and of those, we have predominantly WordPress, and the clients are happy as a lark. And because of my remote management of them through site-keeper.com, we are able now to keep all of these WordPresses up to date and strong and safe and protected. And one of the things we do for every WordPress account on hosting-master.com is that we change the htaccess to lock down the site from brute force attack, giving it an htaccess rule that says only you can access it. And then we also build in strong firewalls within cPanel so that we can all benefit from the fact that we are taking this seriously and keeping you safe. So if you need a host this week, go over to hosting-master.com and let them help you. Hosting-master.com is the full-service WordPress host, and you need to know about them, and I guarantee they will help you. And now this concludes our WordPress focus. So let's get ready for the last segment of today's podcast, and that's our live Q&A when I take your real questions. Now remember to ask a question, send an email to support@awebstore.com, text me at 903-926-2607. That's support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. Let's get started with page 3. Okay, well, let's get started with your real questions. Now, remember, in order to ask a question for this podcast, send me an email to support@awebstore.com or text me at 903-926-2607. In our first question this week, Gil asked this question. I'm crafting my own WordPress theme. I've coded it into XHTML, CSS, and now I'm working on the WordPress part of it. I've run into problems along the way. I've edited my character set to ISO 8859-1 in the WordPress admin. Now, rather than try to read through all of his scripting and problems, let me explain it to you like this. He was trying to build a template page to call for his own custom menu and sidebar, but he changed the core coding to ISO 8859-1 in the WP admin. First, rule of all WordPress work, never change any core coding of a WordPress site theme. If you want to make any fundamental changes, use a child theme. Secondly, as you think about working with custom images, you realize that all functionality of a WordPress starts with the function page. And so you have to have the related function page to go to the related hooks that are going to now bring about the use of that custom menu and sidebar. Now, it's not rocket science how this is done, but again, if you are wanting to create your own template or add a template within WordPress, you need to follow the codex. You need to follow the WordPress codex layout of how that is built. James asks us, I have a problem with my big header image that when it's scrunched down to a responsive site, it's a teeny tiny thumbnail. How can I change that? Well, James, you could likely use two different images and have the CSS select the appropriate image based on width. You could then generate an image for the smaller devices that would fit your requirements. And I know this may be a little bit extra work, but it does work. And the steps include, one, creating a child theme with only two files. and then create the CSS class in your child theme that references the two images, and then reference the new class within the WordPress page. And when you do that, then as it scrolls down to that smaller size, the CSS is going to recognize that second image and show it instead of the first. George asks, when using Force SSL Admin with an untrusted SSL certificate, he says, I'm having problems with some plugins, such as WP Polls and using admin ajax.php. Well, WordPress itself doesn't force admin ajax.php to SSL, since it is used by non-admin code as well. However, the plugins use the admin URL function to form the admin ajax.php URL, and this function returns a URL that would be served via HTTPS. At the time, they had mixed content so that the rest of the site was served through HTTP and the admin ajax is served through HTTPS. But if this site didn't have an SSL certificate that is trusted, the browser's default behavior then was to block the HTTPS connection, breaking the AJAX function. And of course, this is a bit trickier, but the admin AJAX PHP needs to have a minor addition in the PHP header. And that would be a what if statement that says, what if this happens, then HTTPS, and then or that, else that. And this way, you're not affecting the core coding, but it is helping that admin AJAX to read both types of things, so it will function with both. Willie asked this question. My blog was hacked, so he installed a spam blocker. This prevented the emails to go out to subscribers when a new post was going out, and our web developer installed something which has emails instead of users. Each new user subscriber used to go under the users tab, and it's been fixed now, so the people go under users tab again, but they're not receiving emails about the new blog post. They're saying, does anybody have an idea? Well, first, any undelivered server mail starts with a check of the known spam houses and main telephone internet providers like AT&T, along with other major providers like AOL and Yahoo, Google. So find out if your IP has been blocked. If so, tell them you have addressed the issue and need your site to be unblocked. And you can find your IP at whatsmyip.net. And then, of course, you need to compare the plugins that are being used and take one out and see if that opens up the mail. In other words, it might be a conflicting plugin that is causing the mail not to send. But if everything else is working, then make sure you're not blocked. Jimmy asked this question. Some images that already are stored in the media gallery are broken. Favicon image that is also broken, and it's not displaying on the top of the browser. So how to fix this? Well, he says, my favicon doesn't show up even though it is loaded in my media directory and can be seen there. Well, number one, I tested your theme and the favicon upload works fine. Try to re-upload it. If you still have an issue, I recommend deactivate all plugins and upload your favicon again. It could be that some of the plugins are causing the problem. And this applies to all the images in the media directory as well. In other words, if you are seeing an anomaly like broken images, then you need to think about the plugins that you're using and start undoing your plugins until you find the one that is causing the problem. And likely it's one of those plugins. Shane asked our last question of the day. He says, I'm using SEO by Yoast. Some reasons I had put all my homepage content in front page PHP on a Virtue theme. Now when I check the Google results, I see that the text I wrote in the meta description does not appear. I only get a standard result snippet. Do I have to find a way to disable the front page in SEO by Yoast and customize the snippet with meta tag, or is there another solution? Well, I recommend asking WordPress.org support plugin WordPress SEO post form, so that the plugin developers and support community can help you with this one. I can tell you that if you are writing hand-coded meta descriptions, say in your header, then it may by default undo the Yoast meta tag that is being put on each page. because if you look at your header, there's a place for it to include that. And if you then overwrite that, you could be disabling the meta description. Now, if you haven't written it correctly, that is another reason it couldn't show up. And so you need to think about that when you're editing your WordPress, is to always follow the codex to the letter. Now, remember our sponsors this week. WP-SiteMakers.com is the award-winning WordPress development house, and we'd love for you to give us a call this week at 214-703-0505 and ask about having us build you a great WordPress. Number two, our Hosting-Master is our high-speed WordPress hosting solution that is complete with not only 100 times faster processing because it's SSD, but it also gives you gzip compression and Google PageSpeed enabling so that now your websites can post and pull down in a high-speed, lightning-fast manner, and you don't have to worry about people destroying your site because of performance, because it's being shared, because each of our websites are unique to our server, and each of those that have SSL have their own static IP. They're the only ones on that IP. And then with VPSs, we are able to set you in a complete VPS, and that VPS would be only you in that environment. Let's talk about the VPS hosting that we do offer at Hosting-Master. First of all, we have just recently partnered with AtlanticNet, and AtlanticNet provides SSD cloud hosting, both in a Windows or Linux cloud hosting environment, backed by 20 years of computing and networking experience. Their cloud hosting allows you to instantly build, test, and deploy either Windows, Linux, or free BSD servers. And whether you're needing one server or thousands of servers, the AtlanticNet cloud hosting is ready to accommodate your on-demand computing needs within seconds. Now, here's what you can expect from that. One, by just clicking create a server on their website, you can be up and going in 30 seconds. You can use nothing but blazing fast SSD servers. All of their cloud servers are powered by enterprise solid state drive SSDs, providing this blazing lightning fast performance for your servers and applications. And you're getting per second billing, so you're not worried about what you don't use. You're only concerned with what you actually use. And the nice thing is they give you free data transfer. Up to 7 terabytes of outbound data transfer is included for free with your cloud server. So, in other words, you can get a lot of free data transfer. And because their servers are located in multiple locations, you have the ability to be choosing your VPS in Dallas, San Francisco, New York, Orlando, Toronto, London, or Singapore. Okay? So these are just some of the benefits of the VPS that we work with. And it means you can scale up your servers at any time. You get daily backup. You get RAID redundant storage on any of your VPSs. You get guaranteed CPU cycles. You get RESTful APIs. You get an optional cPanel and WHM if you want. Now, that adds about $14.97 a month to their low price, but it still makes it very affordable. And you can also use additional IP addresses if you want to purchase those extra IPs. And the nice thing is that they believe in allowing all their members the freedom and flexibility, so there's no contracts required. You only pay for the services you provision and use. Now, that's one aspect that you need to know about our VPSs. The other is that we, of course, are using the high-speed SSD cloud hosting of Liquid Web, and they too have VPSs available. So we have multiple sources that we can set you up and manage your VPS on SSD on the cloud. So give us a call over at Hosting-Master, because I think you'll be amazed at what we can do for you. And the cost starts at $50 a month, so give me a call if you're needing a VPS, if you're needing a great SSD solution. Until next week, when we again bring you the top news, the top user focus, and this Q&A, this is your friend Ken Freeman reminding you to keep using WordPress. Now, here's what we talked about today. We talked about Gorilla-Works, and if you haven't seen that site, go over to gorilla-works.com and take a flight in a wingsuit. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.